It is Music Monday on Pretty Late, and we are proud to welcome to the Allstate Showcase Studio singer-songwriter Eric Crowder, and here he is with Ready, Set.
Oh, man.
Eric Crowder, thank you so much. With Ready, Set, I'm also on your website right now. I almost wish I'd asked you to bring a couple of these bourbon glasses that you have. This is beautiful artwork. You hand stamp every single one of your CDs?
Yeah, actually, I kind of had that idea. I wanted to do something different. You know,
yeah.
In an age where like everybody's doing digital, and I myself, you know, I can't tell you the last time I bought a CD. So if I feel if people are going to buy a CD, I want to make it something different, something special. So yeah, I sat at home watching reruns of The Shield.
That seems appropriate.
And yes. Just stamp these CDs, like all 500 of them.
See, so. Now that's how you binge watch something. You find something creative to do with your hands.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be just like a quick boom, boom, boom. It was not. That was not working right. It was like push it on there, get in the ink, then push it on there just right.
Right. And well, you have to typeset the stamps as well.
Yeah.
Now, where are you from originally, Eric?
I grew up in a little town just north of here called Zion.
Zion, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And so how is living in Chicago as far as the landscape with your music? Because it's amazing, and I'm guessing that you are embraced roundly here.
We can talk about that later.
Are there cliques? Is that what you're implying?
I think, you know, I've talked about this before in other interviews. I think Chicago is really tough, period. You know, even artists I know who do really well mm-hmm. outside of Chicago, they come home or they come here and they just have a really tough time cutting teeth. It's like, I think we're kind of like New York in the fact that we have so many entertainment options, you know? So it's like, especially like independent live music, unless you've got a heavy following via some buzz or whatnot, it's so hard to really build yourself up in Chicago. You almost got to prove your worth elsewhere. Because if we think about all the bands that come from Chicago, if we think about like R. Kelly and Smashing Pumpkins, all they went and they blew up in New York and L.A. and all that stuff, and then they came back, and then Chicago's like, yeah, you're from Chicago.
Right, but when you were here, well, yeah. It is a strange thing.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
The reverse access to success.
Yeah.
You would think that here where they kind of, especially because the music reflects so much of what the city is like.
Right.
But maybe that's why, because they go to L.A. and New York, I guess. I mean, do you have any thoughts about going to L.A. or New York?
I'm not a big fan of either one, just because, my family's here. I've thought about moving to like Nashville, especially because it's warmer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Nashville's great. Have you had an opportunity to perform in Nashville?
I've played in Nashville a handful of times. Yeah, I really dig it there. It's a really cool city.
It is.
I think no matter where you're at, you can set it and make it a home base for yourself. With how the music industry runs now, it's like, especially being an independent artist, once you get to the point to where you can have, you know, a pull and make a decent income playing anywhere, it doesn't really matter where you set up shop, as long as you're comfortable there and you like it there. The great thing about Nashville, it's got a lot of industry contacts without having the cost of living of L.A. or New York.
And what are the industry contacts like in Chicago? That must be a different sort of
atmosphere. It's just different. I think, you know, when people think about music towns, they think L.A., they think New York, they think Nashville. I mean, when people think Nashville, they still think country, but it's so far beyond that. There's so many great, like, R&B and soul musicians I've met out in Nashville. They're just killer. So I don't think really one city is better over the next. Obviously, because of the entertainment industry and in its abundance in Nashville, you're going to run into more people. But being an independent artist, I think you can be located anywhere and really build a career as long as you're willing to take risks and travel and put yourself out there and not think that you just can stay at home and make internet videos.
So are you on the road quite a bit?
I just started touring about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is quite a bit. But I know a couple of years from now, I'll look back and it's like, man, I was barely doing anything.
Right. You know? Well, the thing about doing the road, I spent years on the road as a comic. That is part of, because you're in front of different audiences and the energy sometimes can inform, you know, not what you're doing maybe on stage, but the next performance that you have or the next thing that you write.
Very true. Very true. I'm a big stand-up comic fan, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I love stand-up
comedy. I love music. So this works out very well.
I find myself recently listening to more stand-up comedy than I do music.
Well, and I think that makes sense. I mean, because comics, if we listen to each other, there's a risk, and we were talking about this in the last hour, of emulating something someone else does. And what you strive for is being original. So I think it makes sense to listen to spoken word, to hear people telling jokes or stories if you're
and
a musician.
I think, too, it's almost like a motivation or not, maybe motivation is the right word, but inspiration type of thing. And I don't think inspiration always has to draw from directly, you know, like how many cooks do you see, like, saying they made meals based off things they saw in nature?
Right.
You know, I saw these colors, or I saw this sunset, made me think of this. So it's like, I don't think music always has to have a direct influence from other musicians.
Right, because comics, what we bring are as a different perspective. Like, oh, I didn't think of it that way, or I think that too, or I've been there. And when I listen to music, I generally am taken someplace where there's an emotion that I don't actually generally have the same kind of access to.
Right.
So right. I think that makes sense that we are fond of each other's areas of expertise.
Yes.
We are hanging out with Eric Crowder. He is he's going to tell us a little bit about a video that he has coming out on Friday when we come back and some more music with him. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Also, go to his website, Eric Crowder, and that's ARYKCROWDER.com. You can find out more about his music and his art. He's got some bourbon glasses. More about that when we come back on 720 WGN. We are enjoying Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we have with us Eric Crowder, singer, songwriter, and here he is with What You Want.
I can feel my back is breaking from all the weight I seem to tote. Time is getting shorter, I'm only getting older, and my heart is growing cold. I can't seem to shake you loose. Addicted to the love we make, that's as much as I can do. So soon you say you love me, I can't claim the same, I just need the company. Yeah, what you want I can't give, so just take what you can give. For tonight, anything just can't be your everything. You mixed up my attention for affection. I'm trying to break your heart. I won't be satisfied until I call you mine, but my lines were drawn clear from the start. I just can't keep to shake you loose. I'm addicted to the love we make, but that's much I can do. So soon you say you love me, I can't claim the same, I just needed company. Yeah, what you want I can't give, so just take what you can give. For tonight, anything just can't be your everything, your everything. Oh, oh, oh. What you want I can't give, so just take what you can give. For tonight, I'm anything, just can't be your everything.
Yeah, that's Eric Crowder with What You Want. And your music is just, there's a bit of heart-wrenching. There's so much insight. I'm actually watching one of your videos right now as well. Not that this song.
It's like a stalker.
I am a little bit. Eric Crowder, ARYKCROWDER.com. There's a video here called, the first one I clicked on was One by One, which is, I can't hear the music on it, but it's such an homage to the city of Chicago as well as what it looks to be.
Song. I wrote about Chicago.
It's beautiful because, well, you start out at one of my favorite places in the city of Chicago, which is up by Fullerton Harbor. By the point. No?
You got the wrong quiz question. It's down by the museum.
Is it down by the point? That's not the point by Beach Five with the trees at the end of the... Really? I did not know that. That's beautiful. You did fool me. I should have known because there aren't any rocks there. That was my fault. There aren't any rocks.
The aquarium and the planetarium.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Because there's a bigger hill there than there was at the point.
That's all right. I'm glad I tricked you, though.
I should have paid more attention because obviously there's ledges there. What is it like shooting around the city of Chicago when you're doing a video like this?
Well, you kind of hear like, oh, you need permits and all that stuff. I mean...
Well, let's not get too far into that because we don't want to get you in any trouble.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you're like in and out and you... You kind of stay out of people's way.
And a lot of early morning I'm looking at.
I mean, and I'm not at the point where I'm shooting some Michael Bay production. You know, it's...
You mean you're not blowing up the entire downtown area
for
this?
I'm not shutting your entire work street down for 4 days.
No, you've got... you're on front steps. I'm guessing this is basically kind of your smaller crew. This is beautiful.
Yeah, one camera and like 3 or 4 people out there, so...
And now there's a gun in a teenager's bag, and I'm not sure what happens
there.
Yeah. So that is a reflection of Chicago.
So I wrote that song... a number of years ago, I heard the term Chirac at a couple poetry slams. Mm-hmm. And this was way before
Spike Lee got the idea.
Spike Lee started making a film. This was way before it started becoming this pop culture term that people weren't from Chicago were making fun of. This is far before like it became a pop culture term.
Right.
And I was like, Chirac, are you serious? You compared in like Chicago to Iraq? That's what?
Yeah.
And so I kept hearing it over and over again. And the majority of these poets were all from the South Side and from these neighborhoods that had been riddled with gun violence. And I live in Uptown. And I kind of brush it off, like, you know, that stuff that happens in those neighborhoods for specific reasons. And I came home one day from work, and I was on my bike, and I was biking up Wilson Avenue. I don't know how well you know Uptown.
I do. Apparently not as well as the lakefront, but go ahead.
Sorry to bust your chops.
I'm teasing. Go ahead. I'm teasing myself.
But there's that church that's right on Wilson and Sheridan right there, mm-hmm. between Broadway and Sheridan. To come home, there's just cops crawling everywhere, and the tape up and everything. And my neighbor's like, man, did you hear about those people who got shot? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, right down, that's where those cops are from. And this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday in the summer. I'm like, are you serious? This is a block from my house. Like, I've never experienced that kind of stuff firsthand. And I wasn't there when it happened. But kind of think like, you know, that happened a block from where I live. I've never really experienced that or had to deal with that. And I can only imagine the people that talk about this stuff every day and the people that go through this stuff, like what has to go through their minds and what they have to live with every day. And you hear about like people, oh, 22 people shot this weekend, 3 people shot this weekend. And you're just like, we kind of brush it off because we don't see it all the time.
Right.
But can you imagine like living in that neighborhood and just...
Right.
Being a daily fear. And so I've always wanted to write a song about Chicago, but didn't want it to be like a hokey song. And so I took the opportunity to kind of take that and as an homage to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, because I think we can take that same song and kind of put it into what's going on today here in Chicago.
Right.
And kind of took that and wrote my own Chicago homage.
No, it's spot on. I mean, it's because by the way, I don't know why there's a Muppets video on your page as well.
Because Muppets are awesome.
Yeah, you and my son can have a long conversation. No,
one of the suggested links.
I guess. Is that what it is? It's on your page.
It must be. I don't have Muppets on my videos.
Right? Am I wrong? Bob Ferguson, it's his page, but there's a Muppets video playing on his page.
My YouTube page?
I guess that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it my browser history? I don't understand. It seems like a strange way to go from Chirac to Kermit sitting on a sitting in front of an orchestra singing. No, but I think that from the video and listening to you talk, this sort of picture of Chicago where, I mean, we live our lives and we can't imagine tragedy like this violence visiting us when it does happen, as you said, on a daily basis. What is it like to live that way, to think this might happen to you?
Right.
And we really can't. Even the people that live there are still trying to wrap their minds around it. They grow up under the shadow of extreme violence.
And yeah, we you know, I don't mean to make such a heavy topic here.
No, please.
But yeah, I think the same thing holds true when you think about like what's going on over in Syria and whatnot. I think we're so far removed from the absolute horror those people are having to deal with. I mean, we hear about it on the news, but like we don't see it firsthand. But like if you experience it, if you were there, all of a sudden it's going to hit you hard. Kind of right. Like that's how I felt when I saw that thing happen a block down the street from my house. It hit a little harder. Granted, right. Again, I wasn't there when it all went down, but I kind of saw it, the aftermath, and it just kind of hit a little harder. I'm like, wow.
It's easier for us all to judge from a distance, and we don't want to have, you know, any sort of tragedy visit somebody, but it is, through our experiences that informs the way right. We see the world. We are hanging out with Eric Crowder, who obviously sees the world in a very profound way and channels that through his music. More with him when we come back after the news. Do we have a break before the news? We're going right to the news. Eric Crowder, and he... Oh, the next song has started playing. Let me do this. What's this one? Hello. Eric, what was the last song we just heard?
That song called Perfect Body.
Perfect Body. Because that's what we all aspire to. At least that's what all of the TV shows, magazines, movies tell us that we should aspire to.
But then again, what's perfection, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, and that's what's so hard. I remember I dated a boy in college. Let's call him Tom because that was his name. I remember Daniels. We were in the car one day and we were talking about bulimia and he goes, I'm so tired of people blaming media, you know, these girls, you know, because they feel bad about themselves and make themselves throw up. It's their own fault. And there, you know, there's a lot of people that believe that and that it's sort of this privileged girl sort of illness. But there's also along the way, whether it's in the media or your family, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough. We judge each other by the way we fit in a dress or in a pair of jeans.
I was kind of talking about this earlier today a little bit. My niece, she's 6, and she loves broccoli, right? Like, you don't hear about kids who love, like, kids don't love broccoli.
Not unless it's in soup or with a lot of cheese.
She would just, she would eat
raw
that.
Or cooked? I'm raw, just curious. Cooked, raw's good. I like raw better.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's broccoli in it, she'll eat it. And it's kind of weird, right? Like,
yes.
But you don't want to say that. And I thought about that myself. Like, you don't want to, like, put a negative stigma on it. Like, oh, I eat broccoli. Why are you eating that raw? What's wrong with you? You're 6. You should be eating cupcakes and soda. Like, no. Oh, you like broccoli? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So it's like trying to reinforce those healthy habits. So like when she gets older, she doesn't think, oh, this is terrible. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't like broccoli.
And why am I so weird?
Right. Why am I so weird? And I think you're right on point. Like, you know, everything we do is a learned behavior, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no one had to put a fork in our mouth. Like, that's not just innate. Somebody taught us how to do that at some point,
right.
You know? So like the thoughts we think and how we respond and how we act, it's like, it's how we were raised and how we were cultured and just whatever influenced us along the way. So if some people, you know, they feel so terrible to where, you know, they can't eat food because they need to look a certain way, like that's not just something people come up with on their own.
No,
you know?
No, it is along the way. And we're informed by, again, the people in our lives who are also influenced by the images that they see in mass media.
Yeah. I mean, I've been guilty of that too. I was a fat kid growing up. And I started martial arts when I was 18 years old, and it just completely changed my life. And I still, even as a grown man, I still kind of look at myself sometimes and I'm like, I feel kind of self-conscious, you know, like I want those 6-pack abs, but at the same time, I want that whiskey and donuts too.
No, I was looking at your, Craig, I don't know if you've been on his website, but he also makes, bourbon glasses with a nice little artwork on them.
Yeah, it's the same artwork that's on the record.
It's real. And the picture, he also has a picture of a Four Roses bottle behind it, which we have enjoyed in the studio in the past.
That's good stuff.
It is. Have you been a bourbon connoisseur or enjoyer, I guess,
a while? I would say connoisseur, enjoyer. I'm not really snobby about it. I kind of know what I like and know what I don't like.
Have you tried Larceny, by the way?
Yes.
Do you like Larceny?
It's one of the dead soldiers we talked about that's up on my shelf.
Larceny is a nice, inexpensive, but there's something about, like, a little bit of sweetness to it that I like.
Eagle Rare is my current jam.
Eagle Rare, okay.
That's my current jam. It's, if I go to the store, Wisconsin, for some reason, they have it like $10 cheaper than Chicago does. So I've got family in Wisconsin, so when I go up there, I'm like,
get me some Eagle Rare.
Two of those.
But so when you when you're doing any of these projects, now you have this video coming out on Friday,
right? Right.
And how can people find this video?
It's going to be via YouTube and all that good stuff. But right now, I've got Have you ever heard of Thunderclap?
I have heard of Thunderclap.
So I've got a Thunderclap campaign right now for it. So if you go on Thunderclap and just type in my name, Eric Crowder, or I'm to the point now where you can just type in Eric ARYK. I think I pretty much got it locked down.
Okay.
My thing will come up and you can support via Thunderclap. So you sign up and you can help spread the word in the video. But yeah, it's getting dropped on Friday. And mm-hmm. I've got an exclusive premiere with a blog called The Music Blog. Yeah. That's like the name of the blog. The Music Blog.
With an H or no H?
No H. Okay. YEA.
It's good to know. It's important.
So yeah, they've supported me through my last record and they're doing an exclusive premiere on the video on Friday. But it'll be YouTube, all that good stuff on Friday.
And by the way, when you do type in Eric, you are the only thing that comes up, except for in Central Asia, an Eric or Turk, Eric, Russian, is a relatively small aqueduct supporting agriculture and providing water to inhabitants of the area.
I'm hoping like 5 to 7 years, once I start getting some more, you know, some more clout here, mm-hmm. I can kind of rise above that.
But it's also, the origin is also found in the Germanic and Old Norse languages. I can do this all day long, but then you are third. That's not bad.
That's close enough. I'm on the first page.
I mean, the definition of the origin of the word and then you, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not like any, like, you know, sites you shouldn't be visiting.
Oh, that's a shame. But but your Facebook page is however, ahead of your own website, which is ericcrowder.com. Now, have your parents ever explained why they chose this particular spelling?
It was my mom. She saw it spelled that way and just thought it was cool. She thought it was neat and said, I'm going to do that.
Right. And how was that growing up? Complicated?
Long story short, because I know we don't have all night. On my original birth certificate, it was E-R-I-C. Because my dad was like, no, I don't like that. My dad's a little bit of a traditionalist. He's from the South.
Okay.
So he was like, nope.
Okay.
So when I was in like 6th or 7th grade, I remember my mom told me, she's like, I wanted to spell it A-R-Y-K. I'm like, that's really cool. So I started writing that on all my papers at school and got in trouble. Like, that's not your name. Like, yeah, it is. That's my mom. And so when I was 16, my mom presented me with the birth certificate. She went down to the courthouse and said, hey, the doctor's never asked me how to spell it, so you need to fix this. And they fixed it free of charge.
Really?
So she presented me the birth certificate at 16 and said, this is how it should have been in the first place.
Oh, man. Now, cold callers to your phone must be so much fun. You know right away it's not a personal phone call.
Right.
As soon as you hear the...
Can I speak to Arik? Nah.
Do they ever hesitate? Can I speak to you? And then they haven't planned.
Mr. Crowder. It'll jump right to Mr. Crowder.
Is Mr. Crowder available?
Like, if they had, like, is Mr. Yeah.
Yeah. No, come closer to the microphone. That's why I'm giving you that.
Pardon
scene.
Me.
No, it was weird. You're like, I don't know what she's doing with
her
fingers.
I forget sometimes.
That's okay. So you grew up in...
Guys like it when girls do that, though. It's
wait,
all right.
Come closer. Come closer. Now, what neighborhood do you live in now that you're in Chicago?
I'm in Uptown.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned Uptown.
I've been here for 10 years now. So Chicago's kind of home. So when I go back to my folks live close to Zion, I know I feel totally separated from it. Like, that's where I grew up. But it's like, I have no identity with it anymore. Like, this is where I live now. Like, this is where I want to be. I want to be here. I like it here. The food's good.
I know that you have the artwork that you do, but how else do you supplement your musical career?
Other than working in music, I also work in fitness. I'm a fitness trainer.
You are? Oh, interesting. We have another fitness expert in the studio. We can combine our nutritionist with Eric Crowder. And how is it, like, the beginning of the year, is it kind of weird? Everyone's convinced they're going to change themselves?
Sort of. I used to work for a commercial gym years ago, and it was just like that. It was like that second week of January comes in, just like, it was good because it was good for business, but at the same time, just like, get away from me.
Right.
But I kind of work for myself now, so it's not too crazy like that anymore. So,
well, you mentioned abs, right? So now that I know that you are a fitness instructor and stuff, like a trainer. So can you explain to people that is something that has to work on so many levels, whether it's, you know, the time that you can invest, the kind of nutrition, it starts in the kitchen too.
Right.
Because they feel bad
about
themselves.
There's a saying in the fitness industry, and it holds true, abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's true. You want that six-pack abs, you better put down that six-pack of Coors.
What about that bourbon?
Yeah, that too. That works with it too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you look at, like, these guys that are on fitness or fitness models, guys or girls, it doesn't matter. They're on fitness magazines. I guarantee you they are on a heavy, heavy diet.
Right.
Of no alcohol, no sugar, no fun, basically.
No fun, right.
The food is essentially stripped down to being straight nutrition.
Right.
Which is fine. That's what food's meant to be.
Right.
But at the same time,
straight nutrition, that would be grains. It would be, is it even grains?
I mean, you're looking at like proteins and vegetables and certain grains. Yeah.
All right.
But at the same point, like, food just doesn't become fun. And man, when you live in a city like Chicago, there's too much good grub around here to pass that on. So
I know.
I'm a proud member of the No Six Pack Club. I'm fine with that.
Well, the video that you have coming out, tell us a little bit about the images you have as far as being body positive and self-love.
So one thing, I wrote this song after watching the documentary Misrepresentation. And for those people who aren't familiar with it, it's basically about how MISS, representation. So how women are misrepresented in the media. There's not a lot of positive role models for women in movies and music, stuff like that. When we see things, it's mostly referred to how women look, how
right.
pretty you are, or your athletic ability. And one of the examples they give in there, and whether you agree with their politics or not, was a few years back when you had Hillary and Palin in the race at the same time. If you looked at how other politicians or, you know, talking heads talked about them, Palin was always referred to as good looking and pretty and things like that. And they kind of listened to her because she's an attractive woman. Mm-hmm. And then when you start talking about Hillary, oh, look at what she wore today. Look at the scowl on her face. You said she didn't look like this. Like, who cares what they look right. like? And you don't hear about these talking heads talk about, oh, I can't believe that guy wore that blazer color. It so right. doesn't look good on him, you know. So it doesn't make his ankles look right. You don't hear that.
No, and this is something that has come up a lot in popular culture, even like broadcasters when it comes to anchor women. And, you know, people will write to them, I saw you wear that blouse next week. Or that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe you changed your hair.
Like, bro, you got too much time on your hands.
It is.
You need to go make friends at the bar or something, man.
It's super crazy. Well, you can find Eric Crowder and all of his music at Eric Crowder, A-R-Y-K, the Nordic spelling, or Russian, and or Asian. I love the origin of your name. I think it's remarkable. And I know that you're doing everything by hand. I know you're. I saw one of the lines in your bio is that you're not building walls. You're building bridges.
Yeah, I kind of see it like that. Like. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it a little before. As an independent artist, I'm to the point now where, like, everybody who comes to my shows, no matter what city I'm in, I get to meet all of them who actually want to shake my hand. Some people just want to leave.
Right.
Well, I get to meet them.
They have babysitters, you know.
Yeah, right. I get to meet them, and sometimes I get to stay at fans' houses, you know.
What?
Instead of staying in a hotel, they're like, you want to crash on my extra bed?
I've heard comics do this, too.
Yes.
I want that experience.
Saves me some bread while I'm
on the road. You had any weird moments? Like, where you're like, this was a bad choice.
No, because it's usually cleared out far beforehand. It's not like you just kind of make plans a day of, so it's usually call people the day up. But the first time I'm in a city, if I'm in a city for the first time and I don't have any friends there, it's usually a hotel.
So you were Airbnb-ing it before it was popular.
Oh, yeah. Airbnb is definitely a way to go.
It really
helps
is.
Save a ton of bread, and it's just quick and easy.
Well, now you know how to get a musician in your house from your couch. We're heard in 38 states, so if your gigs are coming up, you have reach here.
Email me, eric@ericcrowder.com.
And that's A-R-Y-K.
See that tour schedule. Hey, bro, I got a spare room for you.
Yeah, get on that.
Don't make me put no lotion in a basket. We'll be all right.
Yes, please don't have any cocooned moths of any kind in the house.
Yes, that'd be appreciated.
That's always a creep factor. Oh, we've had a great time hanging out with you, Eric. And
thanks, I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, we would love to have you back.
All right, anytime.
And looking forward to your video on Friday. That's Eric Crowder, ArykCrowder.com. Find all of his wonderful music and his bourbon glasses and T-shirts and CDs on his website. Plus, where you can find his music, which is Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all those places. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.